I'm Dan Klefstad. Starting next month, all Illinois employers will have to start providing sexual harassment training for their employees. Sam Dunklaw has more.
It's part of a new law called the Workplace Transparency Act. Every employer of any size, whether public or private, will now have to provide training based on a model the state's Department of Human Rights will come up with. That department will offer a training course for free, or employers can opt to buy courses from a private company. Andrew Rawson is with Treliant, which is one of those companies. He says the new training requirement should help workers understand the consequences of sexual harassment.
It's not a knowledge deficit. It's not like, oh, gee, if I'd only known, I wouldn't have done that. That's not the problem. The problem is people knowing that they shouldn't do things and doing them anyway.
The new law is also designed to curb the use of non-disclosure agreements. They're often used as a means of keeping employees quiet about illegal behavior. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A former political staffer in House Speaker Michael Madigan's organization agreed to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit. Elena Hampton says she was a victim of retaliation. She had refused the advances of her supervisor, Kevin Quinn, who is the brother of one of Madigan's top aides. Brian Mackey tells us Hampton's decision to come forward led to a number of changes in Illinois government.
For one thing, other people began to talk openly about a culture of bullying and harassment among the House Democratic political staff. Ultimately, the chief of staff was fired and laws were changed. The Democratic Party's not admitting wrongdoing, but Hampton is getting $275,000. In a statement, she says there's still a lot more work to do.
The Democratic Party of Illinois released its own statement saying Speaker Madigan remains committed to protecting employees, volunteers, and candidates. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week, and health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot. Most people who get the flu recover completely in 1 or 2 weeks, but some develop potentially life-threatening complications, such as pneumonia. The most vulnerable are pregnant women, young children, elderly adults, and anyone with asthma, diabetes, and heart disease. Allison Arwady is the acting commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. She says the flu season typically peaks in January and February. She adds getting a vaccine is the best protection against the flu. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Ethics scandals rocking the Illinois State House this fall have lawmakers promising to tighten rules around influencing legislation. And one focus is on financial disclosure. More than 26,000 lawmakers and other state employees have to annually file a statement of economic interest. Experts say that falls short. Kathy Jackson is a Virginia attorney who helps federal judges complete financial disclosure. She says the Illinois form requires reporting income, dividends, and capital gains. But she says it's light on compelling an explanation on how they were obtained. Gary Skons says Illinois needs a new law that prohibits lawmakers to vote on issues where they have conflicts of interest. The San Diego attorney and California disclosure expert says disclosure is a way of reminding public officials to steer clear of conflict that could result in discipline. Illinois has no such penalties. More than 800,000 children under the age of 5 worldwide died last year from pneumonia. Most of those deaths occurred in children under 2. While most healthy children can fight off the infection, children with compromised immune systems from malnutrition or other factors are at high risk of developing the lung condition. OSF Advanced Practice Nurse Dana Deschen says the best way to prevent those diseases is by vaccination. This month marked the 10th anniversary of World Pneumonia Day, which has a goal of extending the reach of quality health care and immunizations where it's needed most to prevent the disease. I'm Jennifer Fuller.